perfect. I was born in Shanghai, so my mother tongue was Chinese in Putonghua. In my primary school, I started to learn English when I was in grade 3. So it was actually a school which was quite different from the other schools in terms of the foreign language education at that time. Because when I was in primary school in 1990s, so English education was not that popular in China. But our school put a lot of emphasis. It's actually the school's name is like foreign language primary school, so it has a particular focus on foreign language education, which is English. So I think at that time the education method, English education method, was very advanced at that time, because we would be divided into very small groups in primary school. You know, usually in a class, when you have like classes in Chinese or other subjects, you would have a whole class of 40 to 50 students in one class. But at that time, the school divided us into like several groups of 20 around students for the teacher to teach in English, and has a particular focus on communication, asking to speak English, listen to what others have said, to communicate with others, rather than the grammar itself. So I think I benefited a lot from that kind of education method. And I actually liked learning English, because it was a fun experience at that time.
Okay, so what is your most memorable English reading experience?
Okay, I would say I liked learning foreign languages. And into my middle school, I started to have a kind of a weird hobby of reading and memorizing English vocabulary by reading the English dictionary a lot at that time. So I still have a very fresh memory. I have a dictionary which is read almost daily by myself. It's called Oxford Intermediate English Dictionary. I would treat that as a very memorable reading experience for quite a long period, like a few years. And it helped me a lot to build up my English vocabulary when I was in the, you should say, at the middle stage of English learning experience at that time.